Welcome to Art Life Conversations, where we talk about all things art life, from the struggles and the wins along the way, to making art, learning, and art history, to talks on business, career, and selling art. No matter where you are on your art journey, here you'll find inspiration, encouragement, and motivation as Kelly shares the real life of a working artist. And now, your host, Kelly Folsom.
Hello, artists. It's Kelly Folsom here, and welcome back to another Art Life Conversations podcast. So happy and excited to be here with all of you today. And thank you so much to those of you who have been emailing in questions and challenges that you are facing in your art life and your art career. Because today I am going to be answering one of those questions that came in. So if you have a question or concern that you would like me to dive into, share my experience with, please just email me at info@artlifewithkelly.com, K-E-L-L-I. Today we are going to be talking about 5 tips for social media to not suck out your soul as an artist. That's quite the title, isn't it? But this is a recurring topic that comes up whenever I speak to artists, and I definitely understand the pain and feel your frustration. So we're going to dig deep, and I'm going to give you my tips so that you know you can hopefully avoid having your soul sucked out of your body as an artist when you're doing social media. Before we do, we have a little word from our sponsor, and our sponsor is Kelly Folsom. Okay, so just right quick, shameless plug and reminder that if you have not already picked up my book, 30 Ways to Master Still Life Painting, you can get that in hardcover now on my website, artlifewithkelly.com, or get it on Amazon. You can also get the ebook on Amazon. And also, just some housekeeping announcements to let you guys know that I have an amazing 5-day still life painting challenge that is coming up starting March 28th. So if you are looking to reignite your creative fire, really learn some awesome, you know, painting techniques and skills, and really just get re-inspired and bust out of any painting rut or get started again painting, then I invite you to join us. It's going to be an amazing 5 days. There's going to be some awesome prizes and giveaways at the end of the challenge. So go to artlifewithkelly.com and you can find out all the information there and sign up. It's also going to be super short and simple stuff. So it's not going to be soul sucking or time sucking. Yay! That's the whole point, right? Like, get what you need to get and get to work. All right. Okay. So today we have a question from Kara. Thank you so much, Kara, for emailing in your question. And she says, "Hi, Kelly. I would love to hear you talk about how you manage social media as an artist. Specifically, how do you make it work for you without having it take too much of your time? How do you do posts, reels, stories, comments on posts by friends and students, etc., without having it just suck up tons of time and stall out your creative life? Do you have any social media do's and don'ts or tips you can share to have it work for us instead of against us?" Yes, Kara. This is such a great question. All right. So first and foremost, if you are trying to build your art business, the first piece to accept is that you do have to spend some time on social media, especially if you're building your art business online. But even now with in-person shows and being in galleries, you still really want to have a social media presence for your art. Okay, so number one, just accept that. Like, the definition of torture, right, mental torture, is you're not willing to accept it, but you're also not willing to do anything to change it, right? Like, that's not where we want to be. So first, you just want to accept that that is a part of building our art business in 2022. And then you really want to decide ahead of time, you know, how much time you are going to contribute to that part of your business. You know, if your business is not 100% supported online as mine is, you probably don't need to spend as much time on there, right? So first get some clarity around that. How much time do you need to spend on there, or do you want to spend on there for your art business? You're going to have to spend some amount of time. So, and of course we do try to minimize it, right? Because social media can be soul sucking. Here's the truth is that most artists are really just frittering away a lot of their time on social media, and they're not using the time that they spend on social media wisely and well, you know? So then they turn around and they blame social media and, oh, Instagram so addictive and Facebook so addictive, you know, but they haven't done anything to change their own behavior, their own activity, you know. So that's the other thing, is make sure you're taking responsibility for how you're using these platforms and these tools, because at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to, is you being responsible for yourself and not, you know, saying, oh, that is bad and it is soul sucking and I'm just not going to do it anymore, right? Okay, because that's not really the answer. All right, so I've got 5 tips for you today, things that I do. I'm just going to pull my notes over here so I don't get lost. But the first thing, you know, other than what I've already shared, is, you know, besides getting clarity and then taking responsibility for how you're interacting with those platforms, the first thing is to plan, you know, schedule it, plan it out. When are you going to work on your social media that week? Okay, you want to get it on the calendar. You want to decide, you know, how much time you're going to give to that, right? But you definitely want to get it onto the calendar, because if you don't, you will not have a regular routine with your social media practice. And listen, I'm not perfect, y'all, okay? And and I have really had to learn, I've had to learn this the hard way in terms of scheduling and planning. I have really had to learn it the hard way, because if you don't schedule and plan, then you either A, you don't do it, or B, you are not spending your time there wisely and efficiently, and so you give way too much time to it, but you're not getting enough results back, right? So we don't really want either one of those things to happen. So first and foremost, you've got to get it on the calendar. Figure out a day, a time of day every week that you can, or maybe it's once a day if you're doing it organically, once a day, that you can set aside that time to do that, you know, so you know when you're going to do it. All right. So that leads right into the next tip, which is doing things in batch. So it's a lot easier, and it frees up a lot of mental space in regards to what you were mentioning about, you know, stalling your creative life. So here's what happens when we don't batch things and we don't schedule and plan, is like all this, you know, mental clutter is just kind of bouncing around in the brain, is going, don't forget to post on social media. Don't forget to check your social media, you know, and reply to comments and all that kind of stuff. And that's really there clogging up the system. And then you're trying to paint, but you got all this stuff clogging up the system and thoughts, you know, coming back. Your brain's basically just trying to remind you of things that you need to do, right? And you don't want your brain reminding you of those things that you need to do when you're at the easel painting, or when you're doing something that you really need to focus on and be creative with, right? So you want to tell your brain what to do, give your brain compartments, you know, so that your brain really doesn't bother you with those things when you're trying to create, when you need that alone time, when you need that quiet time to really just absorb and take in the world and smell the lilies, by the way, which I got for, they're amazing, $10 to totally change and uplift your life. Okay, so you want to tell your brain what to do. You want to give your brain compartments to function in so that it will serve you better. Because there's that old phrase, right? Like the brain is a wonderful tool, but a terrible master. So you kind of have to treat your brain like a little kid that maybe has, you know, ADD or something. But it's like, okay, honey, this is when we're going to do that, you know. All right, so first, schedule and plan. Number two is batch, and that means basically doing things in one batch. So it's a lot easier if you set aside, you know, let's say 3 hours one morning, let's say once a week or once every 2 weeks, even if you're not making a ton of posts, and you can really write up all of your posts that you want to publish, you know. You can decide ahead of time, this is what I'm going to post, this is what I'm going to say, you know, this is what I need to talk about this week. Maybe you have a sale coming up, maybe you have a show coming up, you know, so basically doing it all in batch. And you can do this as well for your email, writing your emails to your email subscribers as well. It's just a lot easier if you do it in batch. Plus, it's a lot easier for you to really get into the flow and write better things and, you know, get into like some deep work. So I would say a couple of hours, you know, one to two hours is a good time to set aside and write a bunch of posts. You can write them in your notes on your phone, then you can just copy and paste them if you're posting manually. Or if you're like me, you can use a service like Planoly, where we actually schedule them out in advance and go in there and post them. But you can also write them on, like I said, notes on your phone or Google Docs or something like that, where if you're doing it manually, you can go in and copy and paste and put in your description and all of that. But I would definitely recommend setting aside time, especially if it's something that you're procrastinating or resisting. You know, at least if you do it this way, you sit down, you do it in batch, then, you know, you have it on your calendar. These are the dates and time that I post. Just set a little alarm on your phone and you just got to go in there, copy and paste, baby, and upload your photo. Boom, you're done. You did it and you feel good and you feel great because you followed through and you did it. You made your post, you posted your hashtags, you know. I would also recommend that for your hashtags that you've got them, different sets of them, different groups of them pre-written up in the notes on your phone or Google Docs so that you can also copy and paste those into your first comment on your post once your post is published. All right. And then you can, you know, set a timer to come back in, you know, later and check on comments and reply. So that leads me into the next thing already, which is to make it routine. You know, anything that we can turn into a habit, and especially routine, then we're going to have, you know, better results and better success with it. And it's not going to be such a freaking big deal anymore, right? Like, it's not going to be such head trash or head drama around it anymore, right? So we don't have head trash, well, at least I don't, around waking up, taking a shower, brushing my teeth, right? Putting on deodorant. You know, I don't even think about it. It's like, it's so routine. It's so automatic. And that's really the place where you want to get with your social media so that it isn't soul sucking, you know, and also so that you are, you know, serving people in the absolute best way that you can. And that's the other thing, as I would say, is like, make sure that you check your mindset around social media. Like, if we're always approaching everything as like, take, 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 what can people do for me? How many followers can I get? Da, da, da. You know, it's not really a joyful place to be. You know, we want give and take. That is the natural cycle of life, right? Give and take. This is flow. This is natural. And so you also want to keep in mind that you're not just posting for no reason. You know, you're also not just posting for selfish reasons. Like, you're posting to, like, somebody's going to see your post that day and maybe it's going to uplift their day. It's going to inspire them. They're going to be so blown away by the beauty that you've created. And if you've written some beautiful inspirational words to go with it, well, then icing on the cake, you know. So you really want to make sure that you're also coming from a place, an attitude of serving your potential customers and followers who are on there. Okay, so make it routine. And in order to make it routine, I've already mentioned how, but you want to set containers of time, right? So again, getting it on your calendar, but also setting time limits for things. If we don't set time limits, at least if I don't, you know, I might get distracted. I might be typing out posts and I go, oh, I need to order that. I need to check on that. Oh, so-and-so's calling me. So-and-so's texting me. I got a polo from my mom. You know, it's like if I don't set a container of time, a focus time, this is the amount of time I'm going to sit down and focus, and I set a timer for it, you know, then I'll either get distracted or I'll take way too long to do something, right? Oh, that's not worded right. I got to rewrite that. I got to perfect that. Overthinking, you know, over perfecting this kind of stuff. So we ain't got time for that. You know, like we just have to do the best we can, especially social media. It's not about perfection. You know, it is about optimization, serving your followers and engaging your followers there. But it's certainly not about perfection. I mean, because it all moves so fast, you know, you can't spend a whole day trying to perfect one post. Like, that is not a good use of your time, which, by the way, I would really try to figure out what is the value of your time. That'll be another podcast for another day. But when you understand the value of your time, like how much money based on your revenue goal you should be making per hour, you're going to stop giving so much of your time away to things that are not that high value producing, right? Okay, so you want to set containers of time and also set timers. You know, if you know that you get on Instagram to reply to comments, but then you just start scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, and then before long, you know, you're looking at dogs in baby diapers. I don't know why that thought just came to me, but you know what I mean? Like you just go down the rabbit hole, and you know, sometimes that's okay when we're needing to just like, it's the end of the day and we're just needing a good laugh and, you know, just kind of have some dumb stuff to laugh at and look at or whatever. That's fine. But that's not what you want to do whenever you're trying to have a productive, successful and creative day, right? So you want to set containers of time also for replying to people and for yourself, and have some clear boundaries around that, you know, for yourself and again, for your brain. Tell your brain what to do. Your brain is not your master. It is your servant. So make sure you tell it what to do. Okay. Tip number five, and I will say, like, yeah, I get on there and I get off, and actually I don't even have the apps directly on. I don't have them on my home screen anymore. Okay. So whenever I go on to Instagram or Facebook, I'm either doing it from my tablet or a PC, because the phone is just so easy, you know, to get addicted to. And you sit down for a moment of silence and, oh, let's open up Instagram, you know. So that's just not helpful. So if you have to go to that extreme like I did, then definitely do it. It just really prevents me from wasting too much time there. Okay, number five, of course, is then you want to study your insights and optimize what you're doing, okay? And I would not do this every day. Again, you've got to tell your brain what to do. We are going to study insights and look to see what needs to be optimized only, let's say, once a week or once every 2 weeks, right? Instead of, I know some artists I've spoken with, they might check every day. How many people have liked that post? How many people have commented? Oh, how does that compare to so-and-so over here in their post? And how does that compare to other posts? And you're doing that too much. You know, it's becoming obsessive, you know? So, and it's also just not helpful. It's not a good use of your time. It's not helpful. It tends to tie into, you know, fear and scarcity mentality. And then you start getting into comparison. Well, why are they getting so many comments and posts? And, you know, so when you study your insights and optimize your posts, again, you want to set a container of time around that, get it on your calendar, make it routine. You know, maybe it's like every Saturday morning or every Monday morning, you do all of this stuff. You know, you do it all at once. You write all your posts in batch. You know, you figure out what all you're going to post that week. If it's, you know, 14 posts that week, you write them all. You know, figure out what paintings you're going to share or artwork images you're going to share. You know, and maybe at that same time, you know, maybe you take a break and then you come back and, okay, well, and I would say doing that before you write your post is a good idea, you know. Before you plan your post is a good idea, to do that, but do the study insights and optimize before you write your new post and plan out your new post, because then you can look over the whole last week, see which posts were performing better, you know, which posts got more engagement, and really try to understand why that was. You know, did you ask good questions, you know, in the description? Did you write something really beautiful? Did people just love the painting, you know? And then just studying other things like, oh, well, it seems like every time I post a vertical painting or I post a reel, you know, I get much more engagement from that, you know? So, and sometimes you might see things like that and go, okay, well, you know, if I publish, you know, more reels, if I just publish a couple reels a week, maybe I don't have to post quite as many, you know, still images, right? So that's what you want to do, but you want to set aside time to do that intentionally and specifically, instead of obsessively, you know, day to day. And again, you just want to look at it with like a open mind and a curiosity, and a beginner's mind, and really just studious and not making it mean anything about you. It doesn't mean anything about you. There's nothing wrong with you. You know, somebody else isn't better than you. It's just really looking at it without ego and just saying, you know, I'm here to learn. I'm here to try to figure out what's going to work better so I can serve my followers better, so I can reach more people, so that I can build my business better. You know, so really stay clear on what your focus and your intention is, okay? So that is it, my friends. I hope that I covered all of the sticking points about how to use social media without it using you and sucking the soul out of your body, out of your creative life. I know that this is always a challenge, and honestly, like, I feel like I always have to stay on top of it. You know, nowadays it's much easier for me because it is so much more routine, and of course now that my business has grown so much and I do have so much on my plate, I do have people now helping me with that. You know, I still am the one kind of guiding and steering the ship. But you know, I have people, you know, or I'm like, okay, we need to post about this, post about that. And then they go in and they schedule it in and do, take care of all of that stuff that I used to have to do. So, you know, that's kind of the end. Well, maybe the end goal for you, I'm not sure, but, you know, and I always think it's better for you to learn how to do it first. And also for you to master yourself. You know, that's really, for me, that's what this is all about. Painting is all about mastering ourselves. Painting is all about, you know, and making art is really all about knowing ourselves better, transcending, you know, into our highest selves while we're here in this earth suit on this planet, right? And so I see social media, learning things like that, building my art business as absolutely no different. It is all about me mastering me. That is really the name of the game. Okay. All right, my art friends, thank you so much for being here. Again, don't forget that the 5-day challenge is coming up March 28th. Be sure to get signed up for that, because I would love to work with you for 5 days straight and help you make some awesome paintings, learn some amazing things, of course, get even further inspiration and really reignite that creative fire. Thank you for your questions. You can always email in at info@artlifewithkelly, K-E-L-L-I, and send me any other comments or questions about the podcast. All right. Happy painting, my friends. Until next time. Bye.